This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The elected district attorney for six counties in the San Luis Valley is under investigation for mistreating victims of crime. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Alonzo Payne was sworn into the job just a year ago, but throughout 2021, crime victims repeatedly told state officials they weren't treated with respect or fairness by his office. The State Crime Victim Services Advisory Board looked into four complaints of mistreatment and found all were true, and asked the DA's office to attend victim empathy training. That didn't happen, and so state officials took the unusual step to refer the case to Governor Polis, who then turned it over to Attorney General Phil Weiser for investigation. Weiser says he's willing to go to court if they don't complete the training. The DA did not return calls for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Pitkin County's Board of Health meets today and will decide whether to extend its indoor mask mandate. About 15% of COVID tests in the county have come back positive over the last week. That's still high, but it's a significant drop off from a month ago when the test positivity rate was around 40%. A former Aspen City Councilor is the latest Democrat to try to take on Representative Lauren Boebert in the 3rd Congressional District.
In his campaign launch, Adam Frisch took aim at Boebert's support of President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Frisch is the 8th Democrat in the crowded primary field. Just last week, Scott Yates, known mainly for his fight to end daylight saving time, also entered the race. Boebert is in her first term and faces two primary challengers of her own. Her district favors Republicans by 9 points. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more stories at cpr.org.